Jim, KB4CBA. Doing good. I'm just sitting here doing a little FTA, and heard you throw out your call there. What are you up to?
I'm a grocery pickup at Walmart. Got everything in the house and sitting down for a few minutes. Been taking it easy today.
We had our two girls and their families over, grandkids, for Sunday dinner. One of them's not gonna be able to make it next week for Easter, so we did the Easter egg thing with the grandkids today, and it turned out to be a beautiful day for it. So glad of that, but we had a good time, and then I took a nap. but that's the way it goes. They wear you out.
Easter egg hunt, a dinner, and a nap sounds pretty good for a Sunday afternoon. I'm glad y'all got together and got to spend time together. I know that's making those good memories. And poor WHM.
Yeah, well, we try to get together as much as we can. I mean, they both live close by. My oldest daughter lives in Powdersville, and youngest one lives here in Greenville, so neither one of them are more than about 25 minutes away, so it's not too bad.
I remember when my parents were still with us, we used to get together on all the holidays and Sunday dinners. We all ended up living within about 20-25 minutes of where we grew up, so it used to all work out. Now we try to get together at Thanksgiving, just the kids and all the kids' kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and all those running around, all of our nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews. So it's always an interesting time, so... But I'm glad y'all get together. That's a good thing.
And we used to have a reunion on our my dad's mother's side of the family. I guess I have to say my dad's side of the family. But it was really hurt people, the Busbys, and they lived down in Georgia, which is west of Atlanta. And so now all the, of course, all of them are gone, so the cousins are trying to get a cousin thing together and a reunion and with them. And then we have some that live up in Asheville that are actually my uncle TJ, my dad's younger brother, and his children and their children. And so we're going to try to have a reunion with them too, try to get that started. So that's not too bad, having to drive down just west of Atlanta and drive up to Asheville is really not much to it, except for the construction on 26, but that's just not too bad.
Good. Having that much family that close around, especially cousins, they tend to get scattered to the wind. I know we have all of my cousins on my father's side. They're grown with grandkids and got their own thing going on. Some live up north, some still live here around Toccoa, down in Elbert County. So there's, and I got a lot of family on my mother's side from Abbeville and Greenwood area. So There's cousins scattered all around the southeast. We got together, it's been, I guess, 10 years ago. We had sort of a cousin's reunion and enjoyed seeing everybody. It's been a long time. M4WHM.
B4CBA. Well, I was looking at your, I don't know what you call it, webpage here on QRZ, and I see all these arrows coming out from your location. So, what I was just wondering what kind of HF rig do you have, and what kind of antenna?
At home, I have a Kenwood 690S, and it's on a Maxcon off center fit dipole. And I've got a mobile HF, a portable HF, a Zygu G90 that I do photo with. And I've got a park and a WMA just a few minutes from where I live, so that's why all the arrows are shooting out from my grid square, just about. And but yeah, I use a infed antenna with my G90 when I'm doing POTA, and I have a good time with that. I just don't have as much time to do it as I'd like. I'm too lazy on days like this when it's pretty and should be out playing POTA, but I take a nap instead.
KO4WWZ, Tony.
Hey, Chandler. I see your picture here, your setup, on the, looks like a picnic table, and with your radio and your laptop there. That's neat. Okay, you got a nice setup there, at home, too. That, a nice, desk mic there. My goodness. Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and pick it up, Chandler, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, this is KO4WWZ. I have my nephew here in the car with me. If he'd like to say something, or are you okay, some third-party traffic?
Bentley, go ahead.
Hi.
Okay. Come on, buddy. Yeah.
I remember my dad taking me to this gentleman, and all I can, I don't know his call, I don't remember his call, because I was just a kid, and I may have been a teenager, but I think I might have been a pre-teenager, and all I remember is his last name was Hill, Mr. Hill, and he had a nice setup, and here in town, and he, my dad took me over there, and I got to talk to somebody. I don't know where they were, if it was, you know, if it was 2 meters or if it was sideband or what, but, anyway, and, you know, that first time on the mic, it's kind of scary, I got to admit, but, you know, glad to see you, you know, your friend there showing some interest in the hobby.
Time on the mic can be a little intimidating, and, but that's what pushes us forward. I spent this morning, I got up early for some reason, and I got a Raspberry Pi, and I had a spare monitor, and I decided to load up with Ham Clock and got that running on a 24-inch monitor, so I can tell what time it is. It was a little aggravating to do. I had to end up reformatting the SD card and completely loading the UOS, and I installed ham pie and ham clock and got the ham clock running, but the ham pie was giving me an error from the download site, so I'll try it again later. And 4WHM.
How you guys doing tonight? And I know that you're in here. I don't remember your names.
That was Bill that just transmitted. He's in for WHM. He's down in Hartwell, and my name is David, KP4CBA. I'm over in Taylor's, and Bill just threw out his call a few minutes ago, so we were just chatting.
That's good. I got my nephew here. The last time I was up at his house, he wanted to talk on the radio, but I couldn't get him because he don't got his license. But I thought tonight before I left, I'd request third party traffic and at least let him say hi. You guys want to say hey? His name is Weston. Can go Oscar November.
Well, hello, Weston, and you are you were talking on 2 meters FM, transmitting on 146.010 into the 6-1 repeater, 146.610. I'd encourage you to get your license and jump in there with us, because we'll give you a hard time just like we do everybody else. Go ahead, Bill.
Son, this is Bill over in Hartwell, Georgia, talking to you probably about 60 or 70 miles away over the airwaves. So it's a good way to communicate, make new friends, and learn about all things interesting. Because one thing about ham radio or amateur radio is we love to talk, and we love to tell about what we're doing and show it. And we learn that people drive cars with loud mufflers and play a lot of tennis or go play parks on the air or do IT work. You never know what you're going to hear on here. M4WHM.
Well, he appreciates everything you guys just said, and he says thank you. I don't know if he'll ever want to get his license, but I figured, introducing him to the ham radio would be a good way to start possibly getting him interested. This is KO4WWZ. I will be on the side and listening, and if you all want to talk to me, I'm right here.
Hey, man, we'll jump in any time, and just keep encouraging your nephew if he continues to show an interest. You can direct him to some books or websites, whatever, to get his technician license and get started. But anyway, jump in here anytime. Well, Bill, I'm just curious about parks on the air. What's that all about? Because I've heard people on sideband, and I've checked in with them. And so how did that get started? What's that all about?
If in my opinion, when it all comes down to it, it's about rehearsing your emergency equipment for disaster, because every time you set up, you're setting up your antenna, your radio, running off battery supply, getting a battery supply to run your equipment, and going through that motion enough to get proficient at it, so that if you ever did have to set up your equipment and use it, you would be able to. A lot of people are, I guess, sort of like they say, the armchair quarterbacks. They talk a lot, but they don't get out and practice setting up and being mobile and making those communications. And Parks on the Air has found a way to be recreational and get people into that sport and habit. That's sort of the nutshell version of it. But the recreation side is just, fun making contacts. And there's a lot of awards, contacting every state, every country, every county. The number of contacts, things like that. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, I appreciate all that. I was continuing to look at your site here while you were talking. And so what kind of antenna do you use when you're set up there on the picnic table?
M-fed half wave with a 49:1 unun, and it's I set it up in an inverted V, and I use a graphite pole that's about, well, it's 32 feet, and that's what I set up my inverted V with, and I hang it off the back of my truck with a flagpole holder out of the resitch, and then run the coax over to the picnic table. I got a couple of different sections, whether it be 25 or 50 or 100 foot, and so you can do pretty good. I made some good contacts, and I've enjoyed it. Like I said, it's practice, and if the need ever arises, hopefully I'll be able to lend a hand and help out. And like I said, you're just tuning those skills of setting up, working the radio, listening, working people through static, and especially on a QRP rig for low power. So that's always a challenge in itself, but you can take 10 watts and talk across the country.
It's KO from WWC. I have a question. Alright, so me and Chad set up my base station antenna last week, and I think I have too much coax length, because when I transmit on my base station, which is just a Yaesu FD1802, I'm having to put it at 50 watts high power, and I need to cut the coax and decrease the length of it, because I have a lot of static being recorded when I transmit. It's 50 foot of coax. How far should I cut it?
Well, if it was me, I'd cut it, as short as I can, but that's just me. What are you running, RG58?
Yes.
You're running the larger lower loss. I would just you especially don't want it, like, coiled up something in a pile somewhere, and because that's not good. But I've always just made the shortest run I could make to get to from my radio to the antenna.
Agree with David there. I would, if you're gonna have to cut it and put another end on it, I'd make it the shortest possible. Take care of the loss in the line going to your antenna. That may help you out. It could just be the location. So I'd be prepared that that may not solve your issue. I'll say 73's Chandler and David. I got to run. I need to go in and out, put up the groceries. So y'all have a great evening. And it's good to talk to both of you. And Weston, if you're still listening, it's good to hear you. So have a good evening, everybody. M4WHM, I'll be clear on returns.
Sounds great, Bill. Nice talking to you. And I think this is the first time I've had a Q-show with you.
Bill, well, you paid yourself down there. And I have fun on the lake. it's always good to talk with you. And this is the first time I've ever looked at your site here on QRZ. This is pretty neat. But anyway, and I heard a dog barking in the background. I guess he was saying 73's too. We'll talk to you later. N4WHM, KB4CBA. Well, I'm going to continue on with my ST8 here and get off a few meters. So, but Weston, it was good to hear your voice there on 2 meters. And I would encourage you to, look into the hobby some more if you're interested. And if I can be of help, I'll be glad to help you. There's a lot of folks out here that know a lot more about ham radio than I do. But anyway, I'll teach you what I know. Anyway, 73's Chandler, KB4CBA.
73's and both me and my nephew. I'm currently on the road heading back home, so I didn't get to hear your last transmission. But I will surely relay that back to him. He really enjoyed hearing you. He had a smile on his face. And as of right now, he hasn't shown the interest that I wanted to introduce him to it, you know. Because you can't really have an interest in something if you don't get introduced to it. Thank you for talking with my nephew. Thank you both. I appreciate that. And this is KO4WWZ. I will be on the side standing by for any station that would like to have a Q-show. 73's day. God bless you. 4NUE, KO4NUE. This is KO4WWZ. KO4NUE, this is KO4WWZ. Negative contact. Any station, this is KO4WWZ. I would like to have some good Q-show. Is any station available for a Q-show? This is KO4WWZ. Station, this is KO4WWZ.